Last week, the White House issued guidelines for states to begin safely reopening our nation's economy. We appreciate the leadership and share in the president's desire to reopen the economy and get Americans back to work.
This is a special presentation on 95.5 WSB. Coronavirus, where Georgia stands. Here's your host, Chris Chandler.
Is it too much too soon, or is it too little too late, or could it prove both? Seeing the number of COVID-19 deaths here topping 700, but under mounting economic pressures, Governor Kemp today has indeed taken action.
You know, these are tough decisions, no doubt, and I've had to make many of them, and I can promise you I will have to make more of them. But we also got to think about the effects on our economy and on these individuals from a mental health perspective, from a physical health perspective, and literally for people being able to put food on their tables.
And so as you've heard through the afternoon here on WSB, based on medical data, he calls encouraging. The governor's opening up sectors of business as early as Friday. You've heard the rundown in brief. Let's go in depth here first with WSB State Capitol reporter Sandra Paris. So, Sandy, we've got Friday, Monday, and stay closed for now. Three categories.
That's right. The ones that will open on Friday include gyms, bowling alleys, hair and nail salons, and massage therapists. Monday will be theaters and in-person dining at restaurants. Still to be determined are bars, nightclubs, and live venues. Surgeries and churches can begin immediately, but the churches are encouraged to still continue their online services for now.
Now, we want to hear your reaction to the governor's moves this afternoon. Mark was taking some. We'd like to get more. And honestly, I have been a little bit surprised, frankly, from the open mic on the WSB radio app.
Wrong move, Kemp. This is Blaze from Marietta. You have not done enough sequence testing to open up all of these facilities. Are you really this ignorant?
We got a bunch of those. A little bit of a backlash, not picking and choosing that one. That is what we got. Use the open mic on the WSB radio app to tell us what you think about what the governor has announced this afternoon. Or please do give us a call, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Our political analyst, Bill Crane, is here. Bill, put you on the spot. We are both Star Trek fans. I'm going to quiz you on your Star Trek here because it's
appropriate. Ready.
Kobayashi Maru.
Yes.
All right. How does this relate to Governor Kemp?
Well, it's not a no-win, but people are positioning it that way. There is no silver bullet. The Kobayashi Maru is a test. Basically, there's no way to win the scenario
from
Star Trek II and other movies as well as an episode of the series, the original series, the one that matters. The fact that we do not have a vaccine, we have several treatment modalities that are having success in a variety of different venues, not just the one being touted by the president. We are seeing a slowing of the infection rate and a tapering and plateauing of the fatalities, but we will continue to see death. The question is, we've had 5 weeks of preparation. Additional hospital capacity has been built out. Triage capacity has been built out. Quarantine rooms have been secured. And I'm not suggesting we wished the surge happened. It didn't. But you would not have the medical community agreeing to elective surgeries again in these same hospitals if they felt they didn't have the capacity to handle it. So he has sought a lot of different voices, and we have to start taking steps forward at a time. It's going to be a judgment call how big that first step is and if it's the right first step.
She was with us on our Where Georgia's Health Stands last week, and she's back with us tonight. We appreciate it. Dr. Christine Zerwowski, an infectious disease specialist with Atlanta ID Group and the medical director, Infection Prevention Piedmont Healthcare. Doctor, appreciate you being with us. This obviously was no easy decision from the governor, and he cited specifically that we have met, in his view, the criteria that were laid out by the feds last week to meet what they call the phase one of the reopening ER visits down, he says. The number of documented cases flattening and appears to be declining. He cites, as Bill just mentioned, the overflow at the World Congress Center. They're all set up to take some of the pressure off the hospitals. Tell me first, are you surprised he went this far today?
I don't think anybody really expected an announcement of reopening of businesses so quickly, especially before the April 30th date that we have all been hearing about for several weeks. You know, it remains to be seen, you know, whether or not, you know, this is going to be a good idea or not. I would say that most physicians, especially physicians that have been taking care of these patients, are very, very nervous.
Let's make some news here at 8:12 on WSB. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms was on ABC News Live within the past hour, and she and Governor Kemp have presented at least pretty united front over this last few weeks, but not tonight.
I hope that the governor is right about this, but I am certainly concerned.
She sends him all due respect, but there's definitely a break here.
It appears that the governor's order supersedes anything that I can do as mayor. But I certainly still have my voice that I can use. And what I will continue to ask Atlantans is to please stay at home. I have a great deal of respect and regard for the governor. We work very well together. I'm not sure what data the governor is referencing in helping him make this decision. I've not spoken with him. I talk with the mayor of the second most populated city in Georgia, Mayor Davis in Augusta. He's not spoken with him. So we don't know what the governor is looking at.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms a short time ago, as of the 7 o'clock update, the number of coronavirus cases in Georgia, 19,399, and the number of deaths stands at 775. That number topped 700 for the first time today and continued to increase between the noon and the 7 p.m. updates. But Sandra Parrish, the governor, saying he likes the trends and stressing over and over again that he was taking the advice of the state health director, Dr. Toomey.
That's right. And you know, Chris, he's said all along, he and General Cardin have said that they believe that Georgia may have peaked back on April the 15th, that the models that we are seeing or that we've been seeing are actually wrong. And so I think that played in a lot of his decision making. As you said, Dr. Toomey, who he said today during his briefing that he did it in consultation with her. And you can look at the State Department's latest numbers. I mean, it does show a flattening of the new cases right now. I think we're still seeing a little bit of a lag time, though, on the testing. And so, you know, those may be a little old that we're seeing. But I guess he's taking in all of those into his decision making.
Doctor, let me ask you about this. I know it must drive you crazy in the medical world. It drives us crazy in the news business. The number of constitutional scholars, epidemiologists, and now statisticians on your social media and on your Facebook. You know, I'm sure you're tired of everybody being an amateur statistician. But, you know, we were indeed told over and over again that the peak here in Georgia was coming late April, maybe May the 1st. And then suddenly, without any fanfare on Friday by that IHME model, we had passed it already. And even a week or so ago, could, you know, explain that to us.
You know, I think that it is true. The number of new cases has started going down. The number of hospitalized patients has started going down. There's a lot of things that could factor into that. Certainly all the really hard work that all of Georgians have been doing over the past couple of weeks, really buckling down and trying to stay home. I think that has definitely had a huge effect in the number of new cases that we've had. Most coronaviruses are very seasonal. So as the weather warms up, they naturally tend to wane. So I think it's multifactorial, but it has gone down. So I think we've all done a really good job doing what we're told.
404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. What do you think of what the governor has announced today? And you'll be able to get your hair cut on Friday. You'll be able to go into the restaurant on Monday. I guess the big question now is, will you be brave enough to do it? Or do you think it's too soon? Our WSB Money Matters host, Wes Moss, is with us now, too. Wes, we'll have to talk about the oil prices here in a few minutes because it has been a historic day there in the worst possible way. But let's talk Georgia first from a business standpoint. Based on the schedule the governor's talking about today and the restrictions still that he has talked about today, you know, what effect do you think that we will see on the economy here in Georgia, and how soon or how far away?
I think it's a big deal. I think that we're clearly bending the curve or flattening the curve, no question about it. I think the governor today did a smart job at following what the White House outlined this weekend and kind of in accordance with the White House three-phase plan. I think that helps. And yeah, again, if you look at this from an economics perspective, there's really never going to be a time, not never, there's not going to be a time anytime soon when the coronavirus is completely gone. So we've got to figure out how to walk that tightrope. And starting the restart is a really important piece of the equation. So if you think about just every single little town, every single community within the Metro Atlanta, and there's hundreds and hundreds of these, has a nail salon and has a barbershop and a hair salon and a tattoo parlor and thousands of restaurants. And I don't know how many bowling alleys there are, but again, this is a tremendous amount of economic commerce that has been shut down completely. So lots of businesses like my company and us at WSB, Chris, we can work from home. We can work remotely. It's these other businesses that have been forced to shut down completely that we've just never seen economic numbers like this. Movie theater receipts at literally at zero. It's just not sustainable. And to the governor's point, we've got to get started to the point where so people can start to pay their mortgages.
And as I say, though, there are still trepidations. Let's take our first call. Ray is in Rome on WSB. Ray, good evening. Thanks for joining us. What's your question?
Yeah, I'm grateful that the economy is getting back open again because I was one of those people who was completely shut down and going back to work. But my concern is that as I've listened to your radio show today and I've seen it for myself, there are a lot of people out there with no mask on then because they're not available. We don't have any masks available in the stores that we can purchase. And when you're doing face-to-face, like in hair salons and barbershops and everything, you're face to face with these people, you know, for hours.
Yeah, then that is certainly closer than 6 feet, Bill.
Exactly.
The governor's order does say that for employers and employees, they need to follow the social distancing guidelines, including the public hygiene rules of masks and gloves. So if they're not, they're subject to citation or being shut down again. So I would expect if you're in a nail salon, if you're getting your hair cut, you're going to see your barber or your salon stylist or the girl who might be doing your pedicure or manicure wearing a mask and wearing plastic gloves. Now, that said, also remember that these folks are small businesses, many of them single employees or small businesses, family businesses, who did not get a Payroll Protection Act loan. They wanted one. They applied for one, but they didn't get it. They have not had any income for 5 weeks.
404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK as Governor Kemp issues instructions, orders, and permission to reopen, to begin reopening parts of the state's economy as soon as this Friday. We'll continue to take your calls here with our medical and our health and our financial experts in just a moment.
95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
824, I'm Chris Chandler here at 95.5 WSB. Steve is in Buford on WSB. Steve, we heard a bit of backlash. What's your view of what's happened today?
Yes, I was very pleased with Governor Kemp's decision. I thought it was well balanced. I'm particularly pleased to see about the restaurants and the small one-person businesses like barbershops and things like that. And I just thought it was very balanced, and I'm very pleased to hear about a gradual reopening of church services and activities at churches.
Right. Thank you, man. Sandra, on that subject of churches, it was pretty specific. They can reopen for in-person services, but you got to spread out.
You got to spread out. You got to follow all the social distancing rules. But he did encourage them to continue their online services, the drive-up services that we've seen on some of the news programs, and call-ins and texting, you know, some services are offering. So I think mainly you just got to be smart. I read something over the weekend talking about some changes that churches will probably be making in and of themselves, probably limiting their door greeters. You know, you always have door greeters who shake hands. And,
oh, it's very awkward. Yeah,
so we may not see those taking of communion at churches. You know, they may have to find a different way to do that so that everybody's not handling, you know, the bread and the wine or the juice, and maybe not even passing the collection plate anymore. You know, you may just see a box in the back of the church where you don't have people, you know, having to touch each other a lot. But I think that'll be a big difference. I wonder how many will actually implement our additional services just so that they won't have to have everybody packed in to, you know, to one, two, or three services. Maybe we'll see five services or six services at some churches.
Doctor, let's ask you about that. I remember a Governor Kemp very strenuous quote from his press conference last week. He said, there's no question that what we're doing is working. Some people are skeptical. Mark Arum had a bunch of callers saying they're not going to wear their masks in public, poo-pooing the whole thing. But you also said there's no question that it's working. And I think, you know, for the most part, people have gone along. Yeah?
I do. I think people have done their part. Everybody has, you know, pitched in, and it hasn't been fun for anyone, myself included. But I think it's important to say one more time, just because our businesses are starting to open does not mean that the key is being turned or the light's turned on and you can go back to life as normal. You know, you should still wear a mask when you go out in public. If you go to the barbershop, you should wear a mask if you have one, and your barber should be wearing, you know, if you go to the gym, make sure you wash your hands, make sure the gym has a sanitation sign posted, or they can tell you how frequently, you know, they wipe down all of the equipment so that it's clean. You should still be very careful. And unfortunately or fortunately, you know, the rest of the country is watching what happens here. They want to see whether it's going to be a big success or a big disaster. So I think even though we're going to be able to go to a restaurant, we still need to be very, very mindful of our surroundings. We still need to wash our hands. We still need to be, you know, very careful. And hopefully at the end of the day, you know, it'll be okay. Nobody wants to see more people start to get infected again. No doctor that's taking care of these patients right now wants to see one more person die. And the last thing we want to do is to have to start all over again. That will have, you know, a much worse effect on the economy. So we just need to be careful and go slow.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, or use the open mic on our app to tell us what you think. Got those streaming in here. I'm going to go through them during the news with Edgar Tragus at 8:30. Bring you a couple of those questions and comments after the break here. I want to talk more about what's happened with oil prices today. Terrible, historic. In fact, they literally will pay you to come and take it away. Stay with us. And one part of Governor Kemp's decision announced today, certainly the fact people are getting antsy in Nashville.
Hey, Governor Lee, reopen Tennessee.
The sound of a reopened Tennessee demonstration earlier today. Tennessee is going a lot further than we are. They're opening up, allowing the opening up of almost all businesses within just a few days now. Political analyst Bill Crane, I don't know, would we have gotten to the point of having these rallies and demonstrations here? There was one plan for this Friday. Nobody ever trusts protests anymore. If it's a liberal protest, you say they were hired by George Soros. You know, it's the other way around. How much unrest do you think there really has been?
There's a lot of anxiety, but I didn't feel it palpable enough to see people picketing in the streets for their personal freedom. But just, again, let's look back in history. During the Great Depression, there were 15 million Americans out of work. It took 10 years to get unemployment down below 10% again. That was against a population of 130 million in the 1930 census. There are now 22 million Americans out of work, against a population of 330 million. That is not sustainable. The U.S. government cannot indefinitely just keep minting and printing money. There has to be a step-by-step, slow procedure, and consumers will not run as fast to the door as all of these business doors will open. That psychological barrier will also take weeks to overcome.
And on this line from the open mic on a WSB radio app.
Well, let me backlash the backlash. I'm 2 weeks away from closing my restaurant if we don't open up. And, you know, now's the time to open up. We're 14 days out from the peak, according to the Georgia Department of Labor. Time to open up so we can get back to making money. There's nothing else to do. The UI checks will run out, or the money won't be worth anything anymore. We don't have a choice.
Wes Moss, our Money Matters host, that is not just asking, that is demanding at this point. And that restaurant, the hospitality sector, certainly to be one of the most permanently hard hit, I'd have to say, I think.
Chris, and this is, I think our listener is reflecting what so many Georgians are thinking and feeling, particularly if you're in so many of the industries that are just completely shut down. And here's my point as a business owner looking at this economy as well, is that either way, we're going to have to open the economy without the virus being completely smothered out, right? Even if you look at these countries that have done it the very best, like South Korea, they still have new cases every day. So it's not going to be totally gone. It really, we can't expect it to be smothered out completely. So it's really up to us and our own public health to make this work. Now, I think that we've gotten, and I think the governor said this today, we've gotten infinitely better at public health in the last 6 to 8 weeks. And there are, listen, there's still reasons to wait, and there are other states that are going to wait to reopen the economy. But I really do have the confidence in Georgians and as Americans that we're going to be able to make this work and bring this economy back collectively. As Americans, we need both the economy and the health situation to repair. And I really believe we're at the point we can do both. And the listener on the open mic is right. If you look at the data, the Institute for Health metrics and modeling has revised all the data significantly lower. It's not completely gone. But, you know, the one real issue we continue to have, Chris, is that testing is not where it needs to be. The governor continues to be frustrated with that. However, our own health measures, and this is, I think, going to be interesting to see how this plays out. How are we as business owners going to make customers feel safe? Because just because you open up a hair salon doesn't mean you're going to get a haircut. But if everyone's wearing a mask and we've figured out how to do public health and we know that there's a much higher level of sanitation, and maybe you do temperature checks at the door at every business. I don't know, maybe not at a hair salon, but some businesses I think should be able to do that. Collectively, even if testing isn't exactly where we want it to be, and it should be getting better every single day, then business owners, their new challenge, and we all have to adapt to this as business owners, the new challenge is to make your customer feel safe from a health perspective. And Americans and entrepreneurs, we're smart enough to figure that out. And quite frankly, we have to figure that out or our customers will not come through the door.
841 at WSB, and Kurt is in Locust Grove. Man, thanks for giving us a call. What do you think of what the governor has done today?
Well, I agree. As a business owner, I'm a general dentist in Henry County, and I'm excited about, you know, kind of the prospects of getting back to normal pretty soon. Not only from our perspective, but just from obviously an economic wide perspective. But it's timely that you guys were discussing consumer confidence, just because of the business that I'm in. The last we heard from the president and Dr. Fauci, they were at the podium telling everybody to not go to the dentist.
They said the dentist, right?
They stood up there and told everybody, don't get dentistry done. Don't go to the
dentist. Well, you know, it's common sense, though. You're pretty close quarters. You're pretty close quarters with everybody.
We are, but I think as time goes by, and I think as we put the testing measures into place, yeah, and we can detect... Yeah. Detect at physicians' offices at the point of care, I think we'll be able to get a handle on it as these cases crop back up, which are just an inevitability if you think about it. So from my perspective, I'd like to see the president go back to the podium
and say the dentist is fine, right?
It's not. Dentist, you're not going to die if you go to the dentist.
Right. Let's ask the doctor about that, because, yeah, that's close quarters. But, you know, so is the grocery store close quarters. So is going to the drugstore close quarters. You know, what's the danger in that if there's more of it? I'll tell you a stat actually today. In this last hour, we got the report from ABC. They opened those beaches in Jacksonville Friday, I think it was, and there have been since then 120 odd new COVID-19 cases in Jacksonville, Florida. I mean, 6 feet is 6 feet. The dentist is not 6 feet, doctor.
Well, you know, I have to say I do feel some of his angst. I'm an infectious disease doctor. People aren't clamoring to get into my office either, quite frankly. But, you know, what he said is correct. I think the key to the success of this whole thing is going to be testing. If we have the ability to test people quickly and identify new cases quickly and get them home, I think it's going to make a huge difference, and it is going to allow us to circulate more in society without fear. It's what we don't know right now that I think is driving a lot of fear. And over the past week, there has been some increases in testing ability. I think some of the things the governor said today about, you know, partnering with some universities to make more supplies for us, I think is going to be really, really helpful. And the more testing we can do, the quicker we can get testing done, the easier it's going to be to manage all this.
Sandra Parrish, help me with this, because a big part of the governor's decision appears to have been based on this app they're talking about through and with Augusta University, which will give you the criteria to screen for the testing, and then they get back to you to let you know if you can have the test, and then if you're positive, they get back to you again, and they believe that it will widely expand the testing and rush it through. Am I explaining that the same way that you heard it today, Sandy?
That's the way I understand it. You know, people say they're not doing testing where I live. I can't get testing. You know, the numbers aren't correct because we're not doing testing here. So if you use this app, and I haven't personally, you know, looked into it to myself, you know, to see how it is to download it or whatever. But according to the governor, this app, you can download it, or there's also a phone number that you can call, either one, and they will put you in touch with someone to pre-screen you. And if they feel like, yes, indeed, you have it, they will direct you to the local area where they are giving tests that you can call first, call ahead, you know, I guess set up your appointment and go in and get tested.
So Bill tried this app today. Tell us.
It crashed. I tried three times after I was told the press release was up to download it, and it was basically saying that there were too many users and, you know, error, you know, come back later kind of thing.
Are they basing so much of this decision today upon this, and is it too much too soon? Ready?
Well,
I think having
the app is a good thing. Yeah. Having the both Augusta College, and I think there was a second institution using printers to make more swab sticks. There have been 86,000 tests done in Georgia between the private sector test and the state test. There have been only one in five of those was a case, 18,000. So I'm not saying we've got enough, but we've had significant improvements in the amount of testing. And then this app should tell people, without having to go to a doctor, which is part of the logjam, is I can't get, you know, particularly in rural Georgia, I can't get a doctor appointment. So if I can't get a doctor appointment, then I can't get permission to get tested, and there's rare places to get tested. So all that has been addressed over the last 6 weeks. What the 6 weeks of sheltering has given us is time to prepare.
You know, Bill, last week when I was touring the Georgia World Congress Center with the governor, he did mention at the time that a lot of the reopening was going to be based on being able to do testing at home, rapid testing at home. And he didn't mention anything about that today, but he was saying he would rely on the private sector to step up and partner with the state to offer these. So I don't know if that's out there. You know, obviously he got it from somewhere. But I do think if something like that were to become available, people would feel much better about getting out and doing things.
Supposedly there is an antibody test being developed that will be home use. Right now, the state only tested, according to the release today, less than 5,400 tests were administered by the state, whereas commercial vendors like LabCorp, Quest, had almost 80,000 tests administered.
Wes, let's ask you about oil prices, because that's been the business story of the day. And, you know, one word, eesh.
We've never seen anything like this. In fact, there was just a headline tonight, Chris, an hour ago. And the headline was something like oil prices surge $26. Oil prices surge $26 to negative $14 a barrel. I mean, that's just never happened before. They've surged to now only be down $14. Now, just remember, and I think most people have already figured this out, but the reality here is that oil prices are traded on a monthly contract. So this is the May contract. The June contract coming up is not negative yet. That oil price, once this contract expires, let's call it in several days, oil prices will probably be closer to $20 a barrel. But for now, the storage is full. Storage capacity in the United States is absolutely full. If you think about your coffee mug, it is all the way up to the very top. There's no more room for any more coffee. So the last thing you're going to do is buy and spend money on more coffee. And that's exactly what's happening here. In fact, to take delivery at one point today, it cost you $35 to give away the oil. It was a negative $35 per barrel price because of the storage cost is so much.
Squeeze in a couple more calls.
And that's how we got it, yeah.
And transport.
Well, and that's how, you know, I got
to. I mean, it doesn't go from the well to the pump. It has to be refined.
And when's the last time you bought gas? It's been a couple of weeks for most people, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it has to go, generally speaking, crude goes to a refinery. There are a limited number of those. Then it's refined. Then it goes into storage facilities again before it goes to the jobbers onto the gas stations.
All right, try to squeeze in a couple more calls before the top of the hour. Financial, health, political. We've got all three again today here as Governor Kemp announces a phased reopening of parts of Georgia's economy starting this very week, Friday. We'll be right back.
95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
It's 5 minutes till 9, and if you're on the line and can, hang on. Alan Sanders is coming up right after the 9 o'clock news to continue to take your calls and reactions to the news this afternoon that Governor Kemp, while he has kept the shelter-in-place order in place until April the 30th as scheduled, he is allowing some businesses to reopen starting this Friday. There's one question. Let's make a round robin here before we sign off. I think that really will tell the tale, and so let's ask the doctor first. Would you go sit in a movie theater full of people now?
No.
And so, I mean, that really kind of sums it up, right?
You know, but would I sit in a movie theater with a couple of people if I had a mask on and they had a mask on? I would consider it.
Wes, how about you? And or would you invest in a restaurant?
Well, I think that the reality here is that as long as we're starting the restart, that's what the economy needs. We don't need to have full movie theaters right now, Chris, or full restaurants, but just to get back to 30% capacity, which we might be for a whole month from now, that is at least going to give these companies and these business owners the opportunity to stay in business. So then in a few months from now, we actually, when it's totally safe, we can actually go to the movies.
Bill Crane's nodding his head.
I wouldn't go to the movie theater that was crowded or a funeral or a viewing. I mean, there's a lot of things I still won't do. But I've been going to Takeout Tuesday every Tuesday night, going to see restaurants I know and support locally, tipping well, and buying gift cards. We got to start cranking this economy back up.
We went to Holy Taco last Friday night, and they were swamped. They were absolutely swamped. The Zesto near our house, they're wrapped all the way around the building. They weren't doing that good of business before. People have really, I think, chipped in and tried to step up and do their part. Sandra Parrish, the governor, talked today repeatedly about his own experience in business over the years and how that has informed his decision today. He said, I don't give a damn about politics, and yet he is a politician. I mean, this is, as one of the reporters melodramatically but correctly said, one of the biggest decisions of his political career. I'm sure he must know it.
Oh, I'm sure. But every decision he's made, people could say that. You know, when he first decided to shut things down, people were saying that. We'll know in a couple of years, you know, when it's time for him to run again. I said this earlier, he's never going to be right. So he's going to be wrong in somebody's eyes. And so I think he's just taking what he can. He's trying to save businesses. He still wants people to, you know, to practice their social distancing and be safe. You know, as far as movie theaters go, you know, you can always turn around. You don't have, you know, you go into any place and you see that it doesn't feel safe to you, then turn around. It's a free country. You know, you don't have to go. You can stay in your home and not get out and mingle with people. But I tell you what, Chris, I'm getting my hair done. I've got to get my hair done. At some point, I had to cancel an appointment. So, you know, I think eventually everybody will hopefully, things will be all right.
I think that's a fine note to end on. Sandy, thank you very much. Doctor, thank you very much. Wes Moss, Bill Crane, Alan Sanders coming up next, and we'll continue to take your reaction to what will prove eventually one way or the other to have been a pivotal day in Georgia's parts of the great coronavirus outbreak of 2020. I'm Chris Chandler here in the News Center, and Edgar's got the news coming up in just a moment.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.